Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
Hello, and we welcome you to West Plains High School, one of the loudest places you'll ever visit on given night. And it may be that way tonight because we have a really, really good girls contest in front of us. And it'll be between West Plains, with a mark of 11-6 on the year, going up against number 6 in Class 4, Logan Rogersville. They are 16-4. And they are, as usual, very good. West Plains has played them and beaten them by 2, 58-56. I also saw Rogersville lose another of the 4 games at the Pink and White Tournament, where Skyline came back and beat them at the horn. Rogersville is always very good. West Plains are coming on quick with a crazy young team. And we'll take a 1-minute timeout. The tip-off will be coming up. Now let's go ahead and keep it here. Here's the starters for the ballgame. Jillian Green, 5'11", freshman for West Plains. Lucy Hafer, a junior, 5'8", guard. Zoe Scharnhorst, 5'6", junior, guard. Shaylee Peterson, transfer here from Thayer. Shaylee's 5'10", junior. And Ainsley McWilliam, a 5'6", freshman. The starters for Rogersville, Eden Kirby, a junior guard. Another junior guard is Haley Buckman. Billy McPherson is a sophomore guard. Sydney Holland is a sophomore, and the one in the middle of their main player, her name is Reagan Rasmussen. She'll go about 6'1", very good player, very versatile player. Rogersville is in the black. West Plains in the home white. Bounce pass to the high post. They'll cut the ball off, double dribble, good defense. Staley Peterson forced the turnover by Millie McPherson. And so Rogersville turns it over on their first possession of the ball game. West Plains with it, looking for a lead. Zoe Scharnhorst into Jillian Green. Now Zoe drives the lane, goes up, shot blocked from the side. And taken back the other way by Sydney Holland all the way. Lays it up too hard. Rebound. Jillian Green has it. And West Plains comes away. Holland up the left side. Shaylee Peterson thought about a shot. Passes it back down to Ainsley McWilliam. Rogersville plays straight up man. They don't cheat. They don't go with a matchup or anything like that. They go straight at you. On the right side now, Lucy Hafer. Over to Jillian Green. 17-footer by Jillian is a brick off the back iron. Rebound, tie up. And we get a foul call on Rogersville. First of the ball game at 6:49 of quarter number one. Reagan Rasmussen. First one on her. And if we can get anybody from Rogersville in foul trouble, that would be a good one right there. Zoe Scharnhorst to the far right corner. Shaley's got a three. No good. Ball comes back. Holland has it for Rogersville. Up the left side. They'll dribble to the baseline. Keep the dribble. Now back outside. Rogersville's had some really good teams here over the past 10, 15 years. Out front, Millie McPherson will pull the ball back. On the wing, a lob pass over the top, nobody home, out of bounds, turnover, Rogersville. But they couldn't get lined up right to run what they wanted to run, and when they finally did, they threw the ball over the top of everybody and out of bounds. Won't be calling that play again anytime soon, so nothing. Ainsley McWilliams will pass over to Lucy Hafer on the right side. At the point, feeds it over, Zoe Scharnhorn. This is going to be a fairly low-scoring game. You can count on that. On the baseline, here's Killian Green. Shot blocked by Rasmussen. Out of bounds, he'll stay with West Plains. Inbound play, out to Shaley Peterson. At the right point for West Plains. No score in this game we played. A little over 2 minutes. Down the key. Ainsley drives in. Goes up. Got blocked. Pearson comes away with it. On the baseline. They'll take it in. Layup is up. Too good. Too strong. And it's taken away off the miss by Buckman down the front court. West Plains double teamed in the corner. Reach in foul. Be called on Rogersville. Millie McPherson will get her first foul. Second foul on Rogersville, 5:24 to go in the first quarter. Ainsley McWilliams will float now to the point. Gets it there. Shaley to Jillian to the left point. Lucy Hafer now. Drives to the right elbow, backdoor pass, good feet. Green goes up, throws it up, no good. Got that, no whistle. Now here's Shaley driving in, lays it up, and no good. And a charge will be called on West Plains, Shaley Peterson. So, we've played 2 minutes and 59 seconds, and still no score. That foul on Shaley will be her first. Here's down the floor all the way. Here's a layup up and in by Haley Buckman. And there's the first basket of the game. Right side on the baseline. Back on the wing. Open shot for a three. Good. Zoe Scharnhorn. Team's got some shooters. They're not afraid to shoot it. 3-2 score. McPherson to the left wing, over to Holland, now back to the other side of the floor. They'll get it to Eden Kirby, or Kibbe, down low, post it up, Rasmussen off the back iron, no good, rebound weak side, put it up, a foul on the shot, and it'll be two shots for Rogersville. Jillian Green will be called for the foul for West Plains. West Plains is 11-6 on the year. They have played a crazy hard schedule. First free throw is good by Sydney Holland for Rogersville. One more try. And good again. 4-3 game. Wildcats on top. Right corner, front court. Handoff play now. Ainsley will pull it out near midcourt. West Plains 11-6. They are not state ranking, class 5. Right wing shot, Ainsley for the 3. No good. We've got rebound. Zoe Scharnhorst got shoved. Got the ball over Jillian. Feeds it across. Blocked on the shot by Shaley Peterson. Now she'll take it in. She got it blocked again. Puts it up. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Holland for Rogersville. And now they throw the ball out of bounds and turn the ball over in the backcourt. Well, stop for a lack of opportunity. West Plains will get the ball back. Out front. Ainsley will wait and look to the right. Passes there to Zoe Scharnhorst. High post, Jillian Green. Drop step travel with the basketball. Turnover number 1 on West Plains tonight. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. West Plains trailing the Wildcats from Logan Rogersville. 4-3. Here a ball stolen in the backcourt. Ainsley gets it. And a whistle and a timeout's going to be called. West Plains had control. So let's see if they call a jump ball or timeout. Timeout. West Plains has timeout, plus they'll have the basketball. 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Four to three is the score. Logan Rochersville is on top. And now it'll be West Plains ball underneath their own basket. As soon as Axel Rose shuts up, we'll play ball. All right, lob pass inbound. Staley Peterson on the right side to the corner. Shaley has it. Now backing down to the baseline. Lucy Hafer in the left corner, back on the left wing. Joey Scharnhorst dribbles through to the right side. Jillian beats her defender on the dribble, and a holding foul is going to be called on Rogersville. That'll be Addison Flagborn. Boy, they've got a bunch of sophomores on this team, and she's one of them off the bench. West Plains with it, throw it in the lane. Here's the turn, whistle, offensive foul on Jillian Green with an elbow clearing out as he turns and shoots. So that's a very big deal right there. So it'll be Rochersville throwing the ball in the backcourt. Up the right sideline, they'll cut the ball off. Triple team on the ball. It's loose. It's still loose. Picked up by West Plains. Whistle. Timeout. Travel. No, travel. So it'll be Rochersville with the ball inbound. At midcourt, they lead the game 4-3. Just kind of getting started here. Lob pass underneath, good feed. Layup is up and in by Addison Cleghorn. Just in the ball game. 6-3, Rochersville. And on the right side, Lucy Hafer drives around. Shoots left-hand layup, no good. Shot put back, no good. Here's Jillian Green from 14. He's fouled on the shot. First shoot through. Eden Kirby will get called for her first foul. So Jillian Green, looking for her first point of the ball game, finds it there, and it's 6-4. Majority of the time, you take a player early in the game like this with two fouls out, but that's showing some confidence in a young player to understand what the situation is right now, and that she has to be very careful. Christy Otter, head coach of West Plains. Down the lane, here's a drive, blocked from behind. McPherson by Lucy Hafer, and it'll stay with the Wildcats underneath. 6-5 score. Wouldn't be a big surprise to see this game stay in the 40. On the wing, Rasmussen with a long three. No good. Too hard. Rebound. Lucy Hafer. And if she wants to step out there and shoot the three-point shot, that'd be a great thing for West Plains. Ainsley crossover. Beats the defender. Has it slapped away from behind. Just stole it. All the way to the hole, right-hand scoop shot, too hard. Shaley Peterson rebounds. Ainsley Williams up the left sideline. Racing to the corner. Now reverses field. Shaley Peterson cross court. Wide open. Jillian Green off the back iron. No good. Rebound Rochersville. They'll control with Eden Kibbe. Kibbe on the right side now. McPherson, the point guard, over on the left elbow. Rasmussen. Holds it high. Lob pass to the left corner. Open shot for a three is good. again, Gleghorn. Contributing off the bench with 5 points in less than 2 minutes. 9-5 score. Driving in to the left corner. Lucy Hafer with a three. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds on the far side. Last touch by West Plains. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Rogersville plays it in. Lob up the left side. Here's McPherson in the front court. Pulls up. Shoots a three. Good. 11-5 Rogersville. Down the right wing. Ashley Colton in the game. Drives in all the way. Lays it up and good. That was Zoe Shrub. My mistake. And out the other end, they'll push it up the floor. And again, Gleghorn gets to the basket, and she draws a foul against West Plains. That's on Lucy Hafer. That'll be her first. Gleghorn, Addison Gleghorn, the shooter. First try is good. One more try for Addison Gleghorn and Rogersville up by 5. 12-7, first quarter, 19 seconds left in the quarter. And the next one off the mark, rebound by West Plains. Out high with it to the left side. Now to the right point, wide open, but Lucy passed up the shot with 4 seconds. Got it back. Now she's got an open look. There it is. No good. Rebound long to the corner, and that's the end of the first quarter. Logan Rogersville enjoys a 5-point lead after the first 8 minutes. Here at West Plains High School, it's the Wildcats 12, the Zizzers 7, back in 1 minute on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
I thought a kind of a sluggish first quarter for West Plains. They're trailing 12-7, and they'll have the ball to start quarter number two. Zoe Scharnhorst out there with Jillian Green, Ainsley McWilliams, Zoe Shrub, and Shaylee Peterson. And here we go in quarter number two. Rogersville is going to go back to his zone. Low block. Shaylee Peterson drops that. Pump fake. Lobs it outside on the wing. Ainsley with a three. That's too hard. Ball comes off. Weak side rebound. Taken in by Haley Buckman for Rogersville. They come back 3-on-2. And now they'll pull it back outside. Cross court pass to the right point. And a travel. Let's call it a good call. Taylor Ray. Junior guard just in the ball game for Rogersville. Called for the walk. And now Rogersville goes from, well, they're going to go out of the zone and go back to a straight up man to man defense. Ainsley to the right wing. Zoe Scharnhorst to the point. Whistle away from the ball. And we're going to get an illegal screen call. Ainsley McWilliams will be called for her first. Illegal screen is the call on that play. So, turnover on West Plains. Out on the side, Buckman has it. Haley Buckman. Long shot from the point is good. Sydney Holland makes the third three of the ball game for Rogersville. Their lead now is 8-15-7. Ainsley goes left, now gets the screen, goes right, and we'll get a foul call on Rogersville. They play very aggressively. Addison Claghorn gets her second foul. They're playing very aggressive on Ainsley McWilliams. And we go back to it. Ray is guarding the ball, Taylor Ray. Now West Plains on offense in the right corner. Baseline drive back outside. Spin to the middle by Jillian Green. Shoot, tie off the board, no good. Rebound. Back up, whistle, travel with the offensive foul call on the Zizzers. Now we on Shaylee Peterson for hooking the defender as she went around it. First foul on Shaylee Peterson. And now Rogersville on the inbound in the backcourt. 58-56, West Plains beat Rogersville back on the 23rd of January. Pass to the low block. Rasmussen, big post player, turns, faces, shoots, and scores. Boy, she's good. At their first basket, and you cannot do anything about that. A little turn to the right, a little fadeaway jump shot. In the corner, here's a three. No good. Rebound. Rasmussen takes it away. Down the key. They'll cut off the dribble by McPherson. They'll curl over the dot now to the right corner. Holland over. Keeps the dribble alive. Lobs it inside. And a bad foul on Jillian Green. Reaching over. That's three. So she has got to come out of the ballgame. 5:34 to go. Question is, we'll write down the score here. 17-7. When she picked up her third foul. Outside, whistle, travel with it. Good defense on the ball by Louis Shrub. Wildcats with their sixth turnover. Eden Gibby is back in for the Cats. Billy McPherson is back in. Their first three players off the bench are pretty good. Left side, left corner. Zoe Shrub holds it, gets it, bad pass inside, Stowe. Now whistle and a travel as Zoe Sharnold draws that. She got in to steal that cross-court pass. And as she did, that caused the Wildcat ball handler to stumble a little bit. 17-7 still. Who's going to score now? Ainsley, three. In and out, rebound. Tipped out of bounds by West Plains. Delaney Wahomey is in the game. She touched it last. Front court, right side, high post. Underneath, wide open, and they missed it. Rebound, Delaney Wahomey for West Plains. Up the right side, Zoe Shrub has it. To the point. Ainsley dribbles to the left corner. Open shot. Three is no good. Long rebound, and Rogersville will win the race to it. McPherson beats it up ahead. Drive, shot partially blocked. Loose, and that's going to be out of bounds off Rogersville. So, 4:28 to go. West Plains has not scored here in the second quarter. 17-7. Rogersville on top. Out. Top of the circle. Ball tipped away. Picked back up by Ashley Colton, who's in the ball game for West Plains. Into the high post. Handoff McWilliams turns, baby hook shot, no good. And now rebound taken down by Rogersville, long up the right side, all the way, driving layup, no good by Ian Gibby, but she got fouled, and she'll shoot two. Lonnie Mahomey with the foul, her first free throw, no good by Ethan Kibbe. And now Westlake's going to put Jillian Green back in the ballgame with three fouls here in the first half and still 3:54 to go in the half. Up and good. And now a foul. Rogersville, just over the timeline. Sydney Holland with the first of the ball game for her. But without Jillian Green in the game, West Plains is having a horrible time getting a shot and scoring. Still having a hard time scoring. Jillian Green dumps it inside. Mahomey off the board, no good. That ball is tipped out of bounds by a touch by Rogersville. And so, 4.5 minutes into the second quarter. And one of the officials had to check the scorebook over something. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front. That's all right. He goes back court, chased down by Zoe Scharnhorst. 3:30 to go in the half. Ainsley McWilliams. Maybe the basket would shake things loose a little bit. High post. Delaney Mahomey. Inside whistle. And offensive foul call on West Plains. Away from the ball. Push-off foul on Lucy Hafer. Front court, long high pass by McPherson. Airmail, airmail it up the left side of the floor and out of bounds. 8 turnovers on Rogersville. They lead by 11, but it feels like 15 or 20. And it could be more if it hadn't been for these 8 turnovers they've committed. Jillian Green, hands off. Scharnhorst in the corner, Green, baseline. Far side, ball tipped away, saved though. They'll hand it off, driving layup up and good by Lucy Hafer. 18-9. At the left point, Holland has it for Ross. Now here's a three in and out shot, tapped off the backboard, loose, picked up by nobody. We'll get a tie up, and it'll be Rogersville basketball. So the next Delaney Mahomey comes out. Shaylee Peterson back in for West Plains. Here's the inbound play from underneath. An inbound pass in the corner. Kibbe for a three. Good. Wow. 21-9. Zoe. Back outside, right corner, wide open. Shaylee's got a shot for a three, and it's good. Peterson with a big shot. That Plains really needed that one, 21-12. Up the right side, right corner. Kibbe dribbles out. Right wing, back to the corner. Wrap around pass down low. There's the big girl, Rasmussen, turns, faces, shoots, scores. Nothing to do. And the fact that Jillian Green, guarding her, has three fouls. Here's a travel at the other end on West Plains on Zillion Green. So Rogersville has had way the better of it. They're up by 11. Pass low block. There's Rasmussen again. Double team. Falls away. Shoots no good. And the rebound for Lucy Hafer. Hands it off to Ainsley McWilliams. She'll dribble over to the right side of the floor. West Plains needs another bucket here. Tighten this thing up. Here's Jillian Green's pass. That's going to go back court. Turnover, West Plains. Boy, not sharp tonight. Handling the ball, but you have to give a lot of the credit, or at least double the credit for that, to Rogersville. Timeout. Logan Rogersville leads it 23-12, 1:17 to go in the first half. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
It has been a nose-to-nose dogfight, 23-12. Rogersville has the lead and the ball down the key on the inbound. Buckman leans in, shoots, no good. Got fouled, so shoots two. Haley Buckman will go to the line for Rogersville, 1:13 to go in the first half. Lucy Hayden picks up number three. So two starters for West Plains with three fouls as we approach halftime. And, man, if I would get Jillian Green out of the game so fast right now. She's out there with three. They get Lucy out with three. But she's going to stay in the game. Here's the next try. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Jillian Green. Up the left sideline, to the baseline. Felton goes up for the shot. Got blocked, kicks it over. Green, pull up, 13-footer is short. Rebound, Shaylee Peterson has it, and she got fouled. With 1 minute to go in the half. Ray gets the foul, number one on her for Logan Rogersville. Inbound play, lob it out to the right point. Jillian Green, pass to the middle. And Ingram McWilliams, right corner. Open shot for a three is good. Big shot by Zoe Shrub. 24-15. That helps. Eden Kirby in the front court. Pass over on the right side. Lob to the low block. There's Rasmussen back outside to the point. Kirby, three is no good, but Rasmussen rebound. That good. 26-15. 18 seconds left in the half. Shaylee Peterson. 10 seconds to go. Shaylee curls over the top. Coughs it as she spun to the middle. Back come the Cats. McPherson steps through, puts it up, blocking foul with 3 seconds to go in the half on foul on West Plains. Ashley Colton gets the foul for West Plains. First free throw here is good by Haley Buckman. Rogersville, 4 out of 5 from the line. Next try, good. 3 seconds, got time to get a shot off. Here it is. Oops, didn't get the shot away in time. That's the end of the first half. And Rogersville pretty much dominated here in the first half of play. After West Plains picked up a win in late January, 58-56. In this one at halftime, Rogersville with the lead at the half, 28-15. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
It is expected to be a pretty much a very defensive game, and it turns out to be exactly that, as Rogersville at halftime has a lead on the Lady Scissors, 28-15. Rogersville is the number 6 team in Class 4. West Plains not ranked in Class 5. They did get votes in the new poll, which came out Shazam today. Scoring in the first half, Reagan Rasmussen, the tall post player for Rogersville. He's got 6 points, 5 for Sydney Holland, 4 points for Eden Kibbe, 4 for Haley Buckman. Millie McPherson has 3. And off the bench, Addison Gleghorn with 5. West Plains had only one player with more than one field goal. Zoe Shrub, she had 5 points. Daley Peterson and Zoe Scharnhorst each had 3 points on 3 pointers. Lucy Hafer had 2. Jillian Green, who is just on some nights an irresistible force, has not been able to really get going and saddle with some fouls. She had 3 fouls in the first half, just like Lucy Hafer did. And she has had a real hard time in this matchup with Reagan Rasmussen, the 6'1 junior from Rogersville. We're getting very close to the start of the second half. We'll take our final 3-minute break here, and the second half to come. West Plains down 13, and you're listening to Scissor Basketball on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Fox Fly, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, for more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, Tractors and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply are more than a farm store.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
What a beautiful Monday. Your forecast tonight through the overnight, we're going to look at increasing clouds and an overnight low of 43. Could deal with some patchy drizzle for the morning commute, but tomorrow we'll look at a high of 60 with partly sunny sky. Tomorrow night, rain and 46. Wednesday, scattered showers and 70. More weather at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're 30 seconds into the second half. A bucket by Jillian Green pulls West Plains a little closer. 28-17, Rogersville, right corner. Kibbe with a three, no good. Rebound by Jillian Green. Up the left side, here come West Plains in the white. Trying to make up some ground against a really good Logan Rogersville team. Green spins to the middle, free throw line. Wide open jump shot, back iron won't fall. Rebound by Buckman, and Rogersville will post it up the floor or look to. Buckman back outside, McPherson to the right point. Holland has it. Holland hands it off. Kibbe will dribble to the point for Rogersville. Lob pass to the high post. Rasmussen has it. Couple of bounces, wraparound pass to the left corner. Open shot for a three. It's in and out. And an over-the-back foul will be called. And that will be on Buckman. We don't have her height listed, but she's about as tall as Rasmussen. Buckman gets the foul. They've got some bookends in there. That makes it tough. And really athletic kid. Jillian Green faces, shoots, scores from 16 feet. Jillian Green with a bucket. 28-19. This game is starting to loosen up a little bit. Here's a bad pass, tip. Almost stolen, tipped out of bounds by West Plains. Madison Gleghorn is in for Rogersville. She'll come in for Holland, and she really helped them when she came in the game off the bench in the first half. Here's the inbound play to the left corner. Kibbe outside to the left wing. High post. Rasmussen turns, faces, shoots, no good. Rebound. Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe in the front court. Bad pass on the wing, taken away by McPherson. Coast to coast, lays it up and good. McPherson has five at the other end. Down the key all the way, right hand scoop. Layup is good. What a shot that time. Right hand reverse on the opposite side by Ashley Galton. That was quite a shot, 30-21. Low block, Rasmussen, post up, turns, faces, shoots off the front iron, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll be West Plains basketball. Timeout. Coach Chrissy Otter, she's fired up on the sideline. Wants her team to be fired up. 5:22 to go in the third. And a 30-second timeout. 30-21. Rogersville leads West Plains. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
30-21, and here come West Plains on offense. Down by nine, third quarter, 5:17 to play. West Plains on offense. Jillian Green takes it at the point. Now on the right side, Ainsley McWilliams. Ashley Colton dribbles to the corner. Now hands it off. Peterson back outside. Jillian with a three ball in and out. Bad break. Rebound taken down by Kibbe. And back come Rogersville with it. On the left wing, Leghorn pass over the top. Good defense that time. Dipped out of bounds. Great effort that time by Ashley Colton. Really good play. Zoe Shrub comes in. Zoe Scharnhorst goes out. I got ready to say, well, that gives you some more outside shooting. Zoe Scharnhorst, the ball just fine for the perimeter. Here's a shot on the inbound, up and good. Reagan Rasmussen with eight from 15 feet away. 32-21. Daly Peterson back out to the point. Ainsley McWilliams back out front. Colton passed up the shot, dribbles in, goes up with the scoop shot, no good, travel. West Plains JV won in a rout tonight in the game before this one. Only two games tonight, JV varsity, and in the varsity game, Rogersville leads by 11. Rasmussen, right side. They'll curl over the top. McPherson takes it all the way, puts it up. No good. Rebound, though. Put back by Rasmussen. He can't get it to go. And now loose, picked up by Jillian Green. Good pass up the floor. Ashley Colton, layup, no. Ashley Colton makes it a 9-point game again, 32-23. Little block Rasmussen. Double team. Tied up. Should be a jump ball, and it is. It'll still be Rogersville ball. That will flip the arrow for the next time. This really young Zizzer team going up against a really young Rogersville team. Here's the three from the corner. Good. Eden Kibbe. Hughes headed down the court while that ball was in the air. She knew it was good. 35-23. All the way down the lane. Here's the drive. Ball blocked. Kibbe gets the block on the shot by Colton. Now the left side. Buckman crossover to the corner. Open shot for a three by Holland. No good. But the long rebound chased down by McPherson. Into the block. Low block turn. Shot off the board. No good. And the timeout. No. We'll have a jump ball. It'll be West Plains ball. West Plains has not been able to put together any kind of a point run tonight so far. They could use two or three buckets in a row. That would tighten this thing up considerably. Here's a reach-in foul. It's the offensive end. Addison Gleghorn will be called for the reach-in. That's her third foul. She's the only player for Wildcats with three. Zizzers have Jillian Green and Lucy Hafer each with three. In the right corner, Ainsley McWilliams. Out on the wing. Boy, they had Shaley Peterson open, but they couldn't get her the pass. Jillian Green, front court, spins to the middle, goes up, and shoots, no good. Got her own board, got it out too. Ashley Colton drives the whistle. Across the lane, and a foul will be called on Rogersville before the shot. With 2:36 to go in the quarter, the foul is number four on Addison Gleghorn. She'll have to come out of the ball game. They will reinsert Taylor Ray in the lineup. Jillian Green will throw the ball in. Into the corner. Ashley Colton, left side, 2.5 to go in the quarter, all the way in. Colton shot blocked out of bounds by Buckman. It'll stay with West Plains. I'm going to say that Rasmussen goes probably about 6'1", and Buckman goes a solid 5'11". On the right baseline, Colton. Pass down low, Shaley catches, shoots and scores. Good feed by Ashley Colton. Shaley Peterson makes it a 10-point game, 35-25. at the point. Eden Kibbe, lob pass, low block. There's Rasmussen again, posting up, turning, shooting off the side iron, no good. Rebound, West Plains, 2-on-2 break. We'll slow it up a little bit. Back out front, Shaley with it. Boy, a bucket here, especially a three, would be big. All the way to the hole, driving layup, but a foul before the shot. Will be called on Rogersville, stopping the clock. The foul is the second on Haley Butler. So 1:47 to go in the quarter. Inbound, Jillian Green, baseline. Pull up shot, no good. And the ball is rebounded by Taylor Ray. Back come Rogersville. Lob over the top. Good feed. Buckman lays it up and around and good. Good cut to the basket by Haley Buckman. 37-25. Now, that's what happens against really good teams. They get you down 10 or 12 points. It can be really, really hard to make that difference up because you have to get so many stops. And it's really hard to do that against a team that's got components like they do. But I did see Skyline come back and beat this team, and they were down by 14 in the second half at the Pink and White tournament. There's a deflection out of bounds. 37-25. Inbound again. Ainsley out front on the right wing. Splitting the D. Going up with a high floater. Around and good. And that was Zoe Shrub. Zoe's got 7 points tonight. 1 minute to go in quarter number three. Over on the right side, Kibbe to the corner. Ray, ball tipped away, loose basketball, and it's going to be picked up by West Plains. Turnover on Rogersville. 42 seconds left in the quarter. On the side, Staley Peterson to the point. Lob to the left quarter. Ball fake, drive on the baseline. Move back to the corner. Gillian with a three. It's off the mark. Tipped out on the rebound by Rasmussen. Feet up the floor. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Buckman has it. 10-point game, 37-27. Buckman cut off in the corner. All the way in. Goes up. Blocked from behind by Ashley Calton. West Plains comes back. He'll take it in. Feed it back. Ainsley puts up a left-hand shot. No good. Got it back. Goes up. Hit the bottom of the backboard, and 4 seconds at big court. Here comes Buckman, and a foul's going to be called with 1:04 to go. I don't know. That may have prevented a layup at the other end. Ashley Colton is called for a second foul because she committed the foul. They had a 2-on-1 break. That was probably pretty smart. 1:04 seconds to go. They'll throw the ball in the Rogersville front court. They can catch and shoot. Here's Kibbe with a catch. A shoot. No good. And that's the end of the third. We go to the fourth. Rogersville, 37. West Plains, 27. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on soul.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Well, what's it going to be? 37-27, start the fourth quarter. It's fun to watch this young West Plains team develop. You got to mention Rogersville. They have one senior on their team. West Plains has one senior on their team. Here's the ball tipped out front. Ainsley McWilliams gets the ball off the head on that pass. Down the right corner, Holland for Rogersville. They lead by 10. Pass inside. And they're going to call Jillian Green for a reach-in. That'll be her fourth foul. So Jillian's got four. With 6 points. Here's the inbound play in the right corner. Chevy. Lob it down low. Backing down Rasmussen. That's offensive. Clearly an offensive foul. Rasmussen just put a shoulder into Jillian Green trying to get a fifth foul. Reagan Rasmussen now has two fouls. Both teams with 11 turnovers in the basketball game. But a 10-point differential. The second quarter was a good one for Rogersville. Out front, Lucy Hayford dribbles to the right elbow, down the key. Gets it outside, catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Rebound by Buckman for Rogersville. And he'll just walk it up, get in the front court and go. Buckman guarded by Lucy Hafer, goes left side, down the key, puts up the shot, late whistle on the foul. Lucy Hafer with four fouls now for West Plains. So it'll be Haley Buckman, who is two out of two, shooting free throws tonight. First try here is good. West Plains outscored Rogersville 12-9 in the third to get a little closer. Next try, no good. 38-27. Here come West Plains with it. Ainsley up the left side to the corner. Gives it back to Jillian Green. Dribbles around the defense. Puts up a floater. Good. From the left baseline, Jillian Green from 12 feet. And a timeout called, so that'll give West Plains an opportunity here to set up pressure with 6:49 to go in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Scissors trail 38-29 on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Eden Kibbe will throw the ball in for Rogersville. They have a 9-point lead, 38-29, 6:48 to play in the ball game, and here we go again. Holland with it in the backcourt. Long pass up the middle. Buckman has it, and she'll hold it up. They have excellent guards on this Rogersville team. Down the lane, turn to the middle, right-hand turn shot off the lip of the rim, no good. Lucy Hafer with a rebound. West Plains will come back up the floor. Right side. West Plains doesn't really look inside because that's where Rasmussen is, and she's blocked that dozen shots already tonight. McWilliams, three ball at the point, no good. She stepped back, tried to launch a surprise, and it was short. Not as many possessions in a game like this. Here's a three at the point, no good, and a foul over the back. It's going to be called. And that's on Buckman for Rogersville. That's her third. They've got one player with four, Leghorn off the bench. Buckman now with three. They don't have any real serious foul trouble yet. Here's Jillian Green. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. Off her knee. Turnover one play. 5:41 to go. 38-29. It just kind of feels like one of those nights where West Plains just can't get out of their own way. But again, that is really unfair to Rogersville because they're good. This is a really good basketball team. Backcourt inbound. Rogersville back up the right side. Kibbe. Beat to the middle. Good. Hustle made back on defense by Jillian Green, who got a hand on that pass to Rasmussen underneath. That would have been a lay-in. 5:32 to go in the ball game. Wildcats on the inbound. Stolen. Pass up the floor all the way. Right hand layup. Good. After the turnover. Chloe Shrub now has 9 points. 38-31. 5:17 turnover on Rogersville. We're into the wing where no one was. Timeout, 5:16 to go. Fourth quarter. West Plains making a move. Down by 7, 38-31. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
5 minutes, 16 seconds left to go. Can West Plains overcome this deficit against the number 16 of the state in Class 4, Rogersville? Coming in at 16-4. West Plains basketball. Shanley Peterson left wing. Jillian Green to the point. Drive down the key. Ball slapped away. Loose basketball turned over. Back to Rogersville with it. Boy, you can't afford those. Had a chance to cut in, but could not. Over on the right side, Rasmussen holds the ball high over her head, and that's pretty high. And now McPherson will come out. Up by 7, Rogersville, no hurry. Pass underneath, ball blocked away by Shaley Peterson. Great defensive play. Came over and Addison's Leghorn shot got swatted out of bounds. On the inbound play, to the right corner for Pearson, low block. Rasmussen turns, fakes and shoots, no good. Rebound, Jillian Green. Front court, West Plains. Need one badly here, 4:20 to go. Ainsley, whistle, travel. Well, that's two trips down where he had a chance to cut into. It could be as, you know, could be as little as a 3-point game right now. But West Plains didn't even get shot those last two turnovers. 4:10 to go, all the way to the hole. Layup is good. Addison Leghorn took off with it, 40-31. Now holding foul out front on Rogersville, Millie McPherson. Number two on her. Zoe Scharnhorst back in the game for West Plains. Might start looking for some long-range stuff here pretty soon. 40-31, 4 minutes to go. Jillian Green out front. Spin to the middle. Goes up with a hanger. No good. Got fouled. She'll shoot two. And that's good. That'll give you a chance to score some points here in the clock. Sit still. And Addison Blackhorn has just fouled out of the ballgame. Well, she was a contributor off the bench for them tonight. She had 7 points and fouls out of the ballgame with 3:52 to go. Jillian Green tonight, low night. For her, first free throw here, no good. She only has 8 points. There's usually a team associated with that eight. But if he's concerned, next try, no good. Missed them both. Buckman in the backcourt up the right side. Kibbe has it. Right side, lob pass inside. Here's Buckman with it. Step back, 15-footer off the side iron. Rebound, though, by Rasmussen. Bounce pass in. Buckman lays it up with the left hand. Good. That was a great play. Pass now inside. Lost basketball. Picked up again by Rogersmith. West Plains now with 15 turnovers on the night. Wildcats have 13. High post, Rasmussen gives it back. McPherson throws over the top, now moves back to the point. Wide open. Here's a three. That's good by Eden Kibbe. And that may be the coup de grace right there. 45-31 with 2:50 to go. Down the lane all the way. McWilliams lays it up and good. Ainsley's first basket tonight. There's a double team in the backcourt up the right side. Holland cross court, wide open. Rasmussen lays it in. Rasmussen has 10. 47-33. Lob pass. Jillian on the baseline. Pulls up. 13-footer. Back iron will fall. Rebound Buckman. Rogersville wrong up the floor. Rasmussen goes up and lays it in. Timeout. Rogersville winning in a blowout now, 49-33, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Here we go, back to play. West Plains up again. And here's Jillian Green, though, with a baseline 8-footer to the right side. Good. And that makes it 49-35. We get a quick whistle. That'll be a foul on West Plains in the backcourt. Zoe Shrub with the foul. Rogersville basketball back court. They'll throw it into Holland. Lobs it up. All deflected. Got back though. Holland up the left side. Bad pass. Going to go nearly out of bounds. Stolen by West Plains. And West Plains will throw the ball away. You got to come to the basketball. You can't just pass it across court and hope someone runs in its path. 1:50 to go, 14-point game. Whistle. Timeout. Rogersville. 1:50 to play, and this will be a 30-second timeout. Tomorrow night, we'll be back right here. Same bat time, same bat station, more or less. Actually, tomorrow night's games will start a little bit later. But tomorrow night, it'll be the same school on the boys' side of things. Rogersville on the boys' side. I believe they're number 2 in the state. They are really good. We'll see if West Plains can pull a big, big upset tomorrow. Here's the inbound play. Out front. Kibbe has it for Rogersville. We're under 2 minutes. Back here down to 1:45. And check out front, Shaley Peterson. That's been going on the entire game, and no one's been calling it. on both sides. But now we get picky here in the last couple minutes. Inbound to Holland, down the front court. 49-35. Overplaying on defense. Not fouling. Pressure in the ball. Lob to the corner. Bad pass. Stolen away. Ashley Colton. All the way in. Right hand. Scoop shot. Good. They're going to say a foul before the shot. The foul is on Eden Kibbe. Second foul. Did they count the basket? Oh, evidently the shot. The foul was before the layup, and so she gets two free throws instead. First one, no good. Rogersville's over the limit foul-wise. Next try, good. 49-36. Holding foul in the backcourt. Freshman Ainsley McWilliams for West Plains. Both teams are over the limit, so they shoot two shots. So the free throw shooter here will be Millie McPherson. She has 5 points tonight. First free throw, good. Of the teams that West Plains generally has played, of the ones that I've seen anyway. Next one is good. McPherson makes them both. This is the best basketball team I've seen West Plains play against in person. Here's a three for the right side. Willard, who had, I think, 30 points in the JV game tonight, comes in off the bench and just drains one for three. That makes it a 12-point game with 1:18 to go, and we'll come back in 1 minute on Katie Watt.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit GiveLocalFirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Ainsley McWilliams gets her third foul for West Plains, and that will put Haley Buckman to the free throw line again. For the Rogersville Wildcats, they're about to go 17-4. Free throw is good. Julia Willard back in the ball game. She just knocked in a three. She's back out there to shoot it again. Buckman free throw again is good. Let's wing. Quick shot. Three. Good. It's only tough. This got to be a career game for her. At 12 points. And we'll get a timeout call. Down to 11 with 5:04 to play. Rogersville called timeout. So we'll take a minute break. 1:04 to go. 53-42. Rogersville leads West Plains. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
All right, back to play. A quick foul by Ashley Colton for West Plains. 103 to go, 53-42. Rogersville with the lead. Free throw here is good by Haley Buckman. She is 6 out of 7 from the line tonight. And good again. 55-42. Jillian Green, 3, left point, won't go. Buckman gets the rebound from Rogersville. 48 to go. 55-42. Aiden Kibbe and a bump foul out front. It'll be on Julia Willard. That'll be just to stop the clock. So Julia Willard gets called for that foul, the 5'7" junior. First free throw here is good by Sydney Holland. One more try for the Rogersville guard. It's no good. Rebound long. Julia Willard has it. Cross court, bad pass. Ball kicked away. McPherson puts it up with the left hand. Good. Long three at the point. No good. And Jillian Green with a rebound. 25 seconds to go. And a foul. Both teams over the limit, so it'll be two shots. Jillian Green back to the line where she's 2 out of 4 tonight. First try, good. West Plains girls team has done some traveling this year. But playing at home tonight, but they're going to take it on the chin against Rogersville, 58-44. Inbound blocked back out of bounds by Jillian Green. They'll stay with Rogersville. Here's the inbound play. They get it. Buckman has it. Buckman out the left side. Front court. Underneath. Feed it across. McPherson layup. Missed it. Rebound. West Plains. 10 seconds to go. Right wing. Julia Willard. Jump shot. Blocked. And that'll probably do it. Yep. Final score. 58-44. Rogersville will win here tonight. In West Plains. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Rogersville is state ranked. They are really good. They're number 6 in class 4. And they pick up the win here tonight over West Plains. They led from start to finish, 58-44. West Plains had 2 players with 12 to lead the way. Zoe Shrub, she had a career night tonight. Really good, solid game. Ashley Colton also off the bench had 5. 12 points for Jillian Green, and Jillian and Zoe were the leading scorers for West Plains. With 13, Haley Buckman led the Wildcats. They are now 17-4. West Plains falls to 11-7. Next broadcast.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Feed and we had it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And we got cut off there a little bit there at the end by some equipment issues from Double H. But tomorrow night, next broadcast, the Zizzer Boys should start around 7:30, maybe a little bit earlier, once again playing Rogersville. For Double H, Dylan here in the studio, you've been listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball here on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains Zizzers Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
Anthony, you just free fall.
Even though I didn't think this was an exceptionally long January this year, the rest of the world did.
Yeah.
One third of Americans report January as their least favorite month of the year. It's mostly the cold and the end of the holidays, but for anyone who goes onto social media, I think January probably lasted, I don't know, 6-7 years.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard her word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling